It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
All right, welcome into It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, on location edition from... I was corrected by a listener. It's not West Palm Beach. It's Palm Beach.
Okay.
Our hotel is in West Palm Beach. This is in Palm Beach.
This is like one of those things where Niagara Falls Boulevard is half Tonawanda and half Amherst, and I never know the difference. Okay, so hi from Palm Beach. I did not know that, so thank you to Sal's listener who corrected him.
So anytime you write a Dateline now in a story,
Palm Beach.
It's Palm Beach.
All right.
All right. And Palm Beach, it has the Breakers Hotel. I just want to wheel this around real quick for everybody and show you what's going on. Hold on. That's just a little taste of what we got going on here, Matt. But, I mean, it is beautiful and warm out here, and it's nice to get out of that. Yesterday was a little rainy on Sunday. Today, Monday, AFC coaches breakfast. But it didn't matter what day it was, what the weather was. We got a whole lot of information to sort through.
The James Cook stuff is fascinating. That started yesterday with Brandon Bean. When I say yesterday, I mean Sunday. And he basically said they're not giving James Cook a contract extension this year. And it was far and away the most interesting thing that I heard from either Sean McDermott or Brandon Bean here in Palm Beach, because he was pretty blunt about it. Like, listen, we like James Cook the player, but it's clear something's not going to happen, or at least we're not anticipating that something's going to happen. I mean, he was pretty straightforward with it, which I appreciate the honesty, but I was also surprised by it a little bit.
It was really interesting that he laid it out how it worked out, which is he said, okay, obviously James's reps have said it, so he will say, and it's true, that they spoke earlier this offseason. When it became clear they would not get a deal done, they basically pivoted to the guys who they felt maybe they could get a deal done. Well, that's four of them. Now, granted, six players, including Josh Allen and Reed Ferguson, got extensions this offseason. But the four who were going into the final year of their deals that we all talked about outside of James Cook were wide receiver Khalil Shakir, defensive end Greg Rousseau, linebacker Terrell Bernard, and then cornerback Christian Benford, which we'll talk about here. Not James Cook. And now, not only did he say, not going to happen anytime soon, he said, we're focused on the draft. We're focused on the cap. He also said, Matt, that doesn't rule out that it can't get done next year, which, let's remember, the Bills do have a franchise or transition tag that they could use after this year. To me, the Bills still hold the leverage on James Cook. They have control of the contract.
Yeah, listen, I think that the Bills are doing the right thing, and I don't want to make this like me coming to James Cook or anything like that, because that's not how I feel. But let's just think of this very logically, all right? James Cook had 16 rushing touchdowns last season. He's not going to do it again. That's just as good of a season as you could have. Historically, right? He tied a record that was really, really old in Bills franchise history. So you have that going against you, that his value is going to be probably as high now as it will ever be. He's a running back who doesn't make a ton of money by NFL standards. enough money that he would hold out. He's not going to hold out. He's going to show up, and he's going to want to try and earn the next contract. And then for the Bills, if he does happen to have another 16-touchdown season, then you franchise tag him. Then things get real dicey. Then you're talking about like the holdouts and all the nasty stuff that comes in the NFL. I just don't think we're going to get to that point. I think that he's going to play the season. He's going to be a very good player for the Bills. And if he continues to produce, they'll probably give him a contract extension. But I don't think it's going to be close to $15 million like he was publicly asking for.
The franchise tag this year is $13 million. It's less than what he's asking for publicly. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. And the question even then would be, would the Bills even be willing to pay that? Look, this comes down to really the Bills setting a value on a player. We've known this. This is how the Bills operate. They set a value on a player, and they say, this is what that player is valued at. And, yeah, we love having the player. As much as we love them, it's a business, and we're not going to pay over what we value the player. This is the sticking point. James Cook believes his value is $15 million.
Yeah.
The Bills apparently do not believe that.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is let's think about all the contracts that they gave out, and this will be our natural way of transitioning to Christian Benford. They started with Khalil Shakir. The contract comes out. I think most people go, yeah, that's about right. Khalil Shakir's a good player. Greg Rousseau. We were talking on the phone about Greg Rousseau. He got less than I thought he was going to get. Maybe some people are like, okay, that's about right. He hasn't still quite reached that level, but it was less than I thought. Same thing with Terrell Bernard, indefinitely with Christian Benford. So we're talking about four players who all kind of got less than we thought. And now James Cook is asking for, you know, as much as any running back basically in the NFL, or to be paid as one of the top three running backs in the NFL. And the Bills are like, no, that's not how we operate. It's like, we're giving out team friendly extensions right now. If you want a long-term commitment, that's what it's going to take. If you don't, then we're going to let it play out.
I want to point out Greg Rousseau got exactly what I thought he would get, $20 million for 4 years, but you're right about that.
Did you notice as we were talking, I kind of stopped and lost my train of thought for a second because Dan Campbell just walked by.
Yes, he just walked right. I know. I was going to say, Dan, want to join the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast? I mean, this is just the spot where it doesn't matter where you're walking around here. You see a lot of different people. You talk to a lot of different people. The coaches are here. I think Dan was probably, if he wasn't with a staff member, could have been his wife, because a lot of the coaches, staff members, they have their wives with them. I actually talked with Sean Payton about the playoff game yesterday for a good 15 minutes inside a clothing store while he was shopping with his wife.
There you go. I mean, there's no getting away from football here, which is kind of why it's so awesome.
Yeah. All right. So you asked Sean McDermott yesterday about, is there a reason all these contract extensions, all these contract extensions are 4 years. I don't think he answered quite your question the way you wanted, which I appreciate, because you meant exactly 4 years for each one. Uh-huh. But he did talk about wanting to make sure they got all these guys locked up long-term. I also asked him, if you go back a year ago, is this something you thought of and why you did what you did in ripping the Band-Aid, so to speak, off a lot of the guys they had to kind of move on from last year? He said, absolutely. He said he has two jobs, one to win now, one to win in the future. All these extensions we just mentioned, A, really started planning last year for. B, let's be honest, Matt, to your question, they're giving a five-year window to themselves to win with Josh Allen, to win a Lombardi. That's what this is.
I was going fishing a little bit. Like sometimes you throw the hook into the water just to see what you're going to get. I really wanted him to say, well, we think that Josh Allen has four more years of being Josh. He's not going to say that. They're way too smart to ever do that. But it's clear what they think their window is. It's 4 years. They think that for the next 4 years, they have a real chance of winning it all, and that's why they're giving these extensions now, and they probably don't want to commit themselves or paint themselves into a corner much longer than that. Now, the counterargument to that,
I just want to point out, they are five-year deals because they each have 1 year remaining.
Basically, the extensions here. And now the counter to that would be, well, then why Josh get a six-year contract extension? Well, because he's Josh Allen, and you know he's maybe
gotta spread the money out too.
Yeah, exactly. Got to spread the money out. So it's not a coincidence that that's the way it played out. I am surprised that Benford was the last of the group to get the extension, not counting James Cook, because I think he's the most important of the group, and I also think it's my favorite deal that they've given this offseason.
I'm not surprised because I've always thought it was the hardest one to do. I thought Khalil probably was the easiest one. They got that one done. To me, Benford was the hardest. So let's talk about that, because as you point out, it seems like he got a pretty team-friendly deal to stay in Buffalo. He's the 13th highest-paid corner on average.
So I'm in a group message with a bunch of my buddies. I've referred to this on the podcast.
I love the group message talk that you bring to the podcast all the time.
People in my group message were like, yeah, he's a fine player, but he's a very replaceable player. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
What a mentality.
My response was that Christian Benford is one of the five best players on the Buffalo Bills. Now, who would you put him – if you agree, let me know. But I said it is Josh Allen, Deion Dawkins – Taron Johnson, Christian Benford, and Spencer Brown. I said those are the five most important and best players on the Buffalo Bills roster. And they were like flabbergasted by that.
I think I probably agree. Yeah, I think Khalil Shakir is very important.
Yeah.
But
how about best?
Best, like best players? Yeah. It's probably right. I'm going to talk to the group text messengers right now, all of you.
I hope they listen.
Matt's group text message. If not, Matt's going to bring this to you. Any of you who say Christian Benford is replaceable, okay, you need to ask him, fine, then they should replace him with Dane Jackson and see if they like that. Yeah. Because they're the same people who would complain if the Bills actually did that.
Yeah, for sure. And the amount of money that we're talking about, I think Christian Benford is a top 10 cornerback in the NFL, maybe even closer to five. He does not have the accolades or maybe some of the flash that some of the other players have, but he is so serviceable. He doesn't get tested a ton because he is that good. And he's still a young player. And they got him for well under market value. There's a lot of people who know a lot about the salary cap who thought his deal was going to be $23, $24, $25 million a year after we saw all that big money go to the cornerbacks. To get him at 19, and that's on the surface, the numbers might even be better as we peel back the curtain a little bit. I think it was a huge win for the Bills. It is legitimately my favorite contract extension they've done this offseason.
Forgive me for making the comparison because I understand that it was a dynasty with a bunch of Lombardis. But Matt, I remember 7, 8, 10 years ago thinking about how the Patriots, all they had to do because they kept winning with Tom Brady, that's what they had to do. They were able to get all these guys to keep signing extensions at lower market because they want to win. That's where the Bills are right now. Players are willing to stay in Buffalo because they get to play with Josh Allen and they have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you ever needed to know the value of Josh Allen, I feel like look at these contract extensions. Yeah. Obviously, the MVP.
Great point.
The MVP speaks for itself, but having a player like that has completely transformed the organization and allowed them to be competitive. Because keep in mind, what Kansas City is doing is obviously at a historic rate of dominance. Some are considering it one of the best dynasties of all time, if not the best. Look at the other teams that have elite quarterbacks. Even they have fallen off a little bit. There have been years where the Ravens haven't been good. There's been years where the Bengals haven't been good. The Bills, I mean, if you're a Bills fan, knock on wood right now, that hasn't happened to the Bills yet. And I think that's a lot of because how good Josh Allen has been in the sustained success and that he's been healthy, right? Like some of those other injuries. But like, look at the Bengals last year. Joe Burrow played the entire season and they still didn't make the playoffs. Teams, and the other thing about the Bills, to their credit, to Brandon Bean's credit, he's not a perfect general manager, but he has always been somebody who gets the contract extensions done before they need to get done, and that has helped the Bills kind of manipulate the salary cap over the years.
All right, two positions I want to touch on that they touched on, McDermott and Bean, are I'll take safety and I'll give you wide receiver, okay?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been saying for a while, and as everybody knows on WGR on this podcast, all you have to do is look at how the Bills have operated at safety to understand what they're doing at safety. Would it stun me if they drafted one in the first round because they think he's going to be a stud? No, that could always happen. But the Bills have always operated under this regime at safety with guys who understand the system, know the system, and they can trust. And that's why they brought back Damar Hamlin for a veteran presence. I believe Cole Bishop is ready to step into that level. I think they believe that. Sean McDermott used a really interesting term on Taylor Rapp. He said he is that guy when it comes to lining guys up and understanding the defense. He said it's really important that he stays healthy. I've been saying for a while, I do not think this team is going to go out and spend a premium asset on a safety. I think they did that last year with Cole Bishop as a second round pick. I think you're looking at Taylor Rapp and Cole Bishop and then backing them up is DeMar Hamlin and Derek Forrest.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think that maybe Forrest is the guy who's got the upside that they don't know about. And I think that they like kind of taking a chance on a player like that. And actually, coincidentally enough, I asked McDermott this morning about developing players and getting them to reach their full potential. And he immediately brought up the safeties, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, who when the Bills signed them, Micah Hyde was a more established player in the league. Jordan Poyer wasn't, though. So maybe they're trying to take a swing for the fence with somebody like Forrest to see what they could turn him into. Now, specifically with the wide receiver, I also asked Brandon Bean on Sunday if they are happy with the position and with the group, and if they feel like they need to add another proven commodity player. And he said he does not feel that way. And now that could be complete smoke. That could mean, hey, we're definitely targeting a wide receiver early in the draft. But I didn't get it to be that way. So I feel like they're pretty content with the position. I don't necessarily agree. I feel like they need to add at least one more guy, because right now I feel like there is a bit of a drop-off if you have an injury that you deal with, right? Like, I think you have some optimism about all four of your top guys. Shakir, you know what you're getting with Shakir. You really like that. Keon Coleman, a lot of untapped potential. We shall see. I really like the Josh Palmer addition, but once again, first time with a new team, we don't know. Curtis Samuel turned it on at the end of last year. Nobody else on the roster, I'm like, okay, that guy's definitely going to make an impact. So I think you at least have to address it once. And I think that it's something they'll do in the second round. Like, I'm really leaving these first couple days of the owners' meetings thinking that it goes cornerback, defensive line, in either order, wide receiver as their first three picks. That's really what I think.
Bills have 10 picks. Brandon Bean said they like their draft capital. It means they can move up and down the board a little bit. So we'll see if that winds up happening. Speaking of Joshua Palmer, I asked Jim Harbaugh what the Bills are getting in Joshua Palmer. He used a very interesting term. He said speed into the defense. He didn't say speed. He said speed into the defense.
Sal then followed up, rightfully so. We tag teamed this about Joey Bosa, which he said is one of the best players to ever do it. Now, listen, find yourself someone who supports you the way Harbaugh supports Joey Bosa. A bit of a stretch, but certainly nice thing for him to say.
I mean, he is of this generation, he's one of the best pass rushers we've seen.
No.
He doesn't have the numbers to be one of the greatest all time. But I do think that he has the skill set and some of the things he's done. If you said last 10 years, best pass rushers in the NFL, he'd be on the list.
What would he be, like 10?
Well, maybe top 5, 6.
I don't know.
His brother, Watt.
Both
Watt, Garrett. I mean, I guess there's a bunch.
Hendrickson, Von Miller. Like, there's a lot of people who are. Joey Bosa is a very nice player. One of the best to ever do it. Let's not kid ourselves here.
Okay, so before we end here, because we got a lot of things to do, we wanted to give you a nice quick podcast with a whole bunch of stuff to listen to and to digest here. Make sure you subscribe wherever you pod. We appreciate it. It's always game day in Buffalo. iTunes, Spotify, the Odyssey app. And of course, watch us on YouTube at Sal Sports. You can see the picturesque view of the Breakers here at Palm Beach. Okay, Pete Guelli, COO of the Bills and Sabres. Both of us had separate one-on-one interviews with the Bills and Sabres COO. A lot of the stuff was the same kind of stuff, maybe said in a different way. A big takeaway for me is how much they really they're focusing on the new stadium and what's going to happen even leading up to the opening in 2026, which is in July. What did he say? He said, we don't want to go in there cold. So basically it sparked a lot of discussion on my Twitter feed of what could be a couple events they could have before the Bills actually play there in September or even in August.
I'm drifting off thinking about what concert would be the best concert to open up a new stadium, because you would have two different lines of thinking. You could go with something like a legendary act, or you could go with like an up and coming performer that you know would be super, super popular and could fill the building. It'll probably be a concert, right? It could be some sort of supplementary.
It could be lacrosse. It could be soccer.
You're not opening a new, unless it's intentional. They're not filling a new stadium with a lacrosse game. Right. It could be anything. They're not
good
filling
point.
62,000 people. So if they want to fill the place to see how they can operate with a full capacity, it's got to be a big name performer or a big name event. Now, a really cool thing would be some sort of big time soccer game, like a USA. I don't know anything about
it. I don't know if they do that either because of the field and how you have to construct things differently. Yeah, so,
well, it does fit. I asked him specifically, like, could you fit a soccer game? And he said, yes, we could. We could fit lacrosse. We could fit soccer. We could fit college football. I do think it's going to be a concert. I just don't know what level of concert. Who is somebody who you know would sell out the new stadium?
Would the Goo Goo Dolls in that environment, because it's the first one at their hometown?
62,000 is a lot of people.
But everybody wants to see the new stadium. It's not just about the concert.
True.
You want to go to the new stadium.
That would be a very cool way. I think you would have to do like the Goo Goo Dolls and somebody. I feel like if you did that, then you have a really good chance of selling it out. The no-brainer layup answer would be like Taylor Swift would sell out the place. Sabrina Carpenter would sell out the place. Like people like that, but I don't know if they're going to be touring. Give me like the Goo Goo Dolls with like a really good rock band that's like very well established that we know would fill it out.
Country music does well also at the stadium and when they've gone down there. All right.
They would sell out for Garth. They would sell out for Garth Brooks.
We also know that he said a Winter Classic or a Stadium Series game, it's all part of the same deal in the NHL. They're very much into getting one of those. And as soon as the stadium's operational, maybe in 28 for the 20th anniversary and the NFL draft in 28 or 29, Gwelly said he thinks 29 is more likely, but don't rule out 28.
Let's not be stupid. Pete Gwelly cannot say this. I can tell you this. You know this too. First Winter Classic in 2008. They play 10 years later in 2018.
20 years.
It's going to be 2028 in Buffalo. It would be cool if they did it against the Penguins again. They wear the jerseys again. It would make a ton of sense.
Yeah, I'm not as dug in on as that on you as you are. He made a good point of, we don't know the Bills schedule, so we can't specifically schedule that, but that's why a Stadium Series game would have the same impact. Doesn't have to be the Winter Classic specifically, but now you have tons of outdoor games you could do.
Sure, for sure. But what is the likelihood that the New Year's Day falls on January 1st? I'll look it up.
That's a good question.
I mean,
2028? I don't know. All right, what else, though, besides that? We have to get going here in a minute. So what else from Pete Gwelly? Also, hey, while we're talking Sabres, really interesting from Pete. He's very, very passionate about what's happening downtown, and he believes KeyBank Center is the catalyst to a lot of the destination for people to go downtown. And if you want to call it revitalization even, because I know a lot of that's already happened, he talked about how they're looking at a lot of things happening downtown around KeyBank Center and inside KeyBank Center. Not specifically, we talked about Jumbotron and Roof last year, but let's see what's happening. He said to me, they want to make Buffalo a college basketball destination. Mm-hmm. Even talking about national, you know, college basketball. And yes, the tournament is coming next year, 2026, but I thought all that was interesting.
I would love to see Buffalo get the next wave of the tournament, right? They always get every 3 years, or it seems like they get the first couple rounds of the NCAA tournament, which is super cool, and it's an awesome time. I would love to see them get the Sweet 16
in the regional. Yeah.
The regional would be so, so cool. Buffalo's not big enough with their current arena to host a Final Four or a championship or anything like that. So I think that would be cool. The arena, even with the renovations they did last year, still needs a lot of work. I think they realize that. I don't know what the next phase is, but I do feel like pretty strongly there's going to be something that they do this summer.
What's the date for that?
It's a Saturday. So that would mean the Bills wouldn't be able to be at home that weekend. But that's not crazy, considering some of the things.
You could work with the NHL and NFL to maybe say, like, can you block out this date? Or, you know, you could do that, right?
For sure. Absolutely. If you're like, hey, the stadium is unavailable for the Saturday and the Sunday of that week, then the Bills would just be away that week. That's not the last week of the year. It's the second last week of the year. I don't think the Bills would be. It's no different than if a concert is booked, right? Like the Colts had to deal with it for Taylor Swift. And like all of these teams have to figure that out.
Okay. Very, very polarizing issue. Hot button topic. Third uniforms, alternate jerseys, alternate uniforms, red uniforms.
Yeah.
Listen, I understand people are very upset when they hear this because I got a lot of it from my social feed yesterday. The Bills aren't going to be having a new third alternate jersey this year. I know a lot of you want it. The reason is they're being very intentional about focusing this year on the final year of old Highmark Stadium, the current stadium, all the events surrounding it, how they want to make sure they do it right, combinations of uniforms. Maybe you get a standing Buffalo and a throwback. We'll see something like that. That's why. It's not because they're just ignoring what the fans want. They do have plans for next year, 2026, and the opening of the new stadium and maybe unveiling something then, but we don't know exactly what that is. Gwelly wouldn't go into that, but that's why they're not doing it. I get it. I know people want the new uniforms. They waited, but I get why they're doing it this way. They want to focus their attention on the old stadium and doing it the right way this year.
Yeah, I tend to agree with all of that. I think there's a simple solution, what you do. I think you use a red helmet this year as an ode to all of the memories in the current stadium. You don't use a new uniform, but you just put the red helmet with the blue uniform that they currently wear. And then after that, I think that you unveil something new for the first year in the new stadium. I think just like a very simple, clean, retro look with the white standing buff or with the red standing Buffalo on the white helmet would be a really, really cool thing to kind of incorporate back into the rotation. It doesn't seem like it's that complicated to me.
Are you free on Friday, April 4th? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, A, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And we're going to celebrate it because it's the day the last piece of steel is going in at the stadium, and it's going to be a celebration actually at the stadium. We're going to do a birthday stadium celebration. Most people will be there for the stadium. I get it. But seriously.
I was going to say, it's going to be a lot of people there for your birthday. So, yes, I did know that. And we're also going to hear from Christian Benford, I think, at some point this week back in Buffalo when we get there. We will do another episode tomorrow. We are hoping to have a couple guests for you. But we wanted to do something quick on Monday because a lot has the most significant thing is the James Cook thing. I mean, that's a very notable update. So we'll see how it all plays out.
All right. For Matt, I'm Sal. Here in Palm Beach.
Palm Beach.
All right, not West Palm Beach. Got my geography right this time. Make sure you download, subscribe. It's always game day in Buffalo. iTunes, Spotify, and of course, at Sal Sports on YouTube.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.